Butcher's, which is now, I think it's the Sundial Antiques in Wilding Street, where we had, again, rooms above, and my brother was born there in 1936. It was great days for me there, because I can remember a lot of the lads and lasses from that area, and going over the road to the farm, which is two farms, a higher and a lower one, and it was a milking farm, where the bull and all the rest of it was. There was a few gentlemen of the road used to arrive there, and bearing in mind that the Amersham, what we called the spike, which was the actually for the gentlemen of the road, was well and truly in use. And they'd be walking Amersham looking for cigarette butts and what have you.
The spike, that was the workhouse?
Workhouse, the union. Amersham Union. I don't think at that time the actual emergency huts had been built. And I've seen them...
Well, they weren't
children. Well, no. I've seen them actually, the gentlemen on the road, we call them tramps. I've seen them under the hedgerows up Wilding Street with their bit of a fire and their billy can, including families with old prams and things like that, who couldn't get into the union.
And could they stay there long term, or was that just an overnight?
I think it's overnight, and they had to do a chore. And I think the next one was Berkhamsted or somewhere they used to stay, but whether it was, I don't know. However, we stayed there right up until 38. That's quite a long while for us.